So let's finish up Mayim Gnuvim Yitaku, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, and then we'll try to set up the sugya of Edom Zobim Mikan Alaba, or the Mafreya Hunifsal. So first, in terms of Mayim Gnuvim Yitaku. So again, we saw the Gemara in the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that if a guy is Chashur Al Arayos, Rav Nachman's Shita is that he's Kashur Le Edos, and Rav Sheshet says, no way. The guy deserves Malkus, he can't be Kashur Le Edos. So Rava points out that Rav Nachman, who says that he's kashal le'edus, would be moda that he can't be made about something relating to an isha, because that's got dafka the point where he has weakness, where he's no good. So then the Gemara says, "Vamar Ravina v'item Rav Papa, lo amr la'afuka avala yula leslanba." So this is the key line we want to focus on. That Rav Papa says that he's only kashal le'edus to make her available to take her away from her husband. That's where he's going to be. He's only pasul edus, rather, to take her away from her husband, but he'd be kashal edus to make her married, meaning if he's going to be made that she's married to somebody, so then why wouldn't we believe him? That works against him, so why wouldn't we believe him about that? So for that we would believe him. Gemara says, Pshita, of course you're going to believe him about that. Why would he want to say something that's going to work against him? Meaning, here's a guy who likes to, he likes to be with women. So if he's going to make a woman more available to him, so I understand we shouldn't believe him that what he's saying is true. Obviously, he's interested in making her more available to him. But to make her less available to him, to be machzik her as an eshes ish, so he has no ulterior motive to want to do that. So Gemara says, yes, he does. That one might have thought that he does have a reason to want to make her less available to him, and that is because of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, that he would rather her be usher to him, he'd rather her be a married woman, because of the thrill, the sensation of being able to violate averos, to break down boundaries. As we saw yesterday with Chaim Shmulevitz, the great desire that people have to break down boundaries, even when they are artificial boundaries, so that thrill may have motivated him. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to teach us not so. Right? The maskana of the Gemara is that we don't say Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. What do we mean we don't say Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku? It's a pasuk, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Right? You can't say we don't say Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. It's a pasuk of Mishlei. Right? So we do say Pesukim of Mishlei. It means that we're not going to use that to determine the halach. We don't assume that Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is enough of a factor to make a guy lie in order to achieve Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Especially the way the Gemara formulates it, especially when he has a good reason to want to say the other way. Meaning, if on one side of the scale he puts the thrill of the chase, and on the other side of the scale he puts the idea that she'll be available to him whenever he wants because she's not going to be married, he's much more motivated to want her to be available to him whenever he wants than to have the thrill of the chase. So it's true, there is a certain excitement in the thrill of Mayim Genuvim, but that excitement is not nearly as appealing to him as the just having a woman available to him whenever he wants. That's much more appealing to him than having the thrill of the excitement of the chase. So that's the Gemara the way we have it. The problem is, or the thing to be aware of, is that that is not the way everybody had the Gemara. In fact, it seems that a significant group of Rishonim did not have our gears in the Gemara. If you were to look at the Rif on this Gemara, so the Rif writes that Umoder Rav Nachman la'edus isha, this is on Daf Hayam and Beis B'dapei Arif, toward the top of the page. Umoder Rav Nachman la'edus isha shapasul bein la'afuka bein la'ayula. No hava mina kamash malan. No. Straight. Rav Nachman is moda that the guy is not able to be made about edus isha in either direction. He can't be made that she's unmarried, nor can he be made that she is married. Now, to not be made that she's unmarried, I understand. That's something he's a guy who likes sleeping with women. He wants her to be available. Why can't he be made that she is married? Apparently, the way the Rif had the Gersa in the Gemara is that the Hava Mina is actually a Maskana. Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is actually something that we hold La Halacha. That we assume that the thrill of the chase is so great that he's willing to lie to be Machzik her as an Eishas Ish, just so he can have Mayim Genuvim. That's the Rif's Girsa in our Gemara. So there are two versions of our Gemara. The question is, which version is more correct? Right? We have to figure out, lahalacha, which version is more correct. But there are clearly two versions in our Gemara. If you look at the Rush has the Girsas HaRif. The Rush has it exactly like the Rif has it, which again means that Mayim Kiduvim Yimtaku is lahalacha. It's something that that's lahalacha acceptable. Even the Rambam seems to be this way. The Rambam in Hilchos Yishus Parak Dalet Halacha Vav also seems to assume that Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is something that we would say lahalacha and not just a Well, the truth is, it's a discussion what the Rambam's real shita is. But the Beis Yosef understands that the Rambam also says, like the Rif, which is not surprising at all, and like the Rush, that Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is something we would say lahalacha, and therefore this guy cannot be trusted even to say that the woman is married. And that's what the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch. Ramah writes that a chashar al arayus is possible leidus isha. I gave you the photocopy of that sheet of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Mem Beis and Evan Ezer. If you look at that Ramah, he writes a chashar al arayus afalpi she'ein edim sheba al ha'erva rak shechashud bi'alma. Even though there are no edim, it's just that he's chashud, that we assume that he's done something wrong. We assume people have been speaking about his bad behaviors. Possible leidus isha. Bein le'inyan kiddushin, bein le'inyan gerushin. He's postulated this issue in both directions, for kiddushin and gerushin. And who does the Rambam quote in parentheses there? Harambam. So the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, they all hold not like our gears in the Gemara. They all hold Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is a legitimate concern. A guy would lie about Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, which on its own is not really such a problem. That's fine. Okay, there's a different gears in our Gemara. It's okay for a different girsa than the one we have to be the correct girsa. Now, the Rambam Shita, as I mentioned, is a little bit complicated. There is a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus where the Rambam says as follows. I mentioned before, Perek Dal Alach Vav, the Rambam writes that HaMekadesh B'Psulei Eidus Shel Torah Einu Mekudeshes. If someone is Mekadesh with Psulei Eidus Shel Torah, then the Kiddushin is no good. Now, that's the Rambam that people work off of to try to figure out what he would hold about a Chashud. The problem is, the Rambam says just Psulei Eidus Shel Torah. He doesn't talk about a Chashud ala Rayos specifically. So it's going to be a little bit difficult to exactly discover what the sheet of the Rambam is. But again, the Ramah understands the Rambam like the Rif and the Rush, and that's the way with the Ramah paskins. The problem arises only when we get to the Gemara Nedarim, because if you look in the Gemara Nedarim at the very end of Nedarim. Someone said to me yesterday, this Gemara sounds so familiar. I said, yeah, because you've probably attended a Siyum on Nedarim at some point in your life. And if you ever attended a Siyum on Maseches Nedarim, this is the Gemara you hear being read. So even if you never learned Nedarim, you've probably heard this story. It says Gemara, Hu Naweif, Da'al Legabe Dahi Itza. There was an adulterer who went into Sa, who went to a married woman, presumably with the intention of sleeping with her. Asa Gavra, then the man of the house came home. Hi, honey, I'm home. Oh, my God. Right, so there's a little bit of a scare. Selik Noef, Esiv B'vloi Bava, B'chloi Bava. So the Noef had to hide. So he hid behind the doorpost or whatever. He hid, let's call it the closet. Have a Machtan Tachli Taman V'Te'imnun Chavya. There was cress, some type of food, and a snake had deposited its venom in that food. And the man of the house, when he came home, he's like, oh, I'm starving, and he was about to take the food. The woman didn't notice that the snake had deposited venom in the food. The man who was about to eat it obviously didn't notice that there was poison in the food. But the guy hiding in the closet who's watching, you know, through the crack and watching, you know, the whole scene, he noticed the snake just put venom in that food. So he understood that there was a serious issue there. He was about to die. Below Daita Dintsa, the woman didn't notice. So the Noef jumps out of the closet, the adulterer jumps out of the closet, no, don't eat that, you're going to die, a snake, you know, just ate from that. So Rava comments, Rava says, okay, halach l'maisa now, intse sharia, the woman is mutter to her husband. The woman didn't, so we assume she never committed adultery. Why? Im ise da'avad isura nichale de'lechel v'lemus. If this man, the Noef, had already slept with the woman, he would want her husband out of the way. So he would want the husband to die if he had slept with the woman already. The fact that he was willing to save the husband's life shows that he must have never slept with the woman, and therefore the woman's mutter to her husband. Tichsiv, Kinaf of Adam B'Yudayan. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? What's that pasuk? Na'af of Adam B'Yudayan. No, what's that pasuk saying? Noeth, an adulterer, v'dam b'yadehen. What does that mean? He's got blood in his hands. Why do we need a pasuk? What's that telling me? What's the chiddush of the pasuk? So I think pasuk pshat in the Gemara is the guy is chashed to be an adulterer, a murderer too. I mean, why would you assume that just because he would sleep with a married woman, that he would also kill that woman's husband? That's a jump, no? The Gemara say, oh, he must have not slept with her, because if he did sleep with her, he would want this guy to be dead. No, he's a Baal Taiva. He likes sleeping with women. He doesn't like killing people. That's not his thing. Who says he kills people? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Pasuk says, no, when people do adultery, they want the people who are in their way dead. That's the assumption. Right? That's why we need a pasuk. But anyway, going back to the original topic, Pshita says, well, of course he didn't commit adultery with her, because if he had committed adultery with her, of course he would want the guy dead. So says Mar, no. Mal detemi yisura avid, v'hai damrle denichle delolemus bal detave intse yilave mayim geduvim yuntaku v'lechem starim yinei. Kamash malam. That one might have thought that he did commit adultery, and why does he want to save the husband's life? Not because he's afraid of murder. No, he likes committing murder too. He's happy to commit murder. But he committed adultery, but he wants the husband alive. Because the thrill of adultery was so geschmack, it was so exciting, that it was worth it to have the husband alive just to have the thrill of adultery. That's what you would have thought? Come mashmalon. Therefore, comes to teach us that what? That apparently, mayim geduvim yimtaku is not lahalacha. It's ahava mina, but not lahalacha. We wouldn't say that he would actually want the guy to be alive just so that he could have Mayim Gedubim Yimtaku. So the kasha now becomes, the Gemara in Nidarim is very clear, Mayim Gedubim Yimtaku is only a Hava Amina, there's no alternate girsa in that Gemara. Mayim Gedubim Yimtaku will not motivate a person to do an Aveira just so that he could have Mayim Gedubim, or to do anything. It won't motivate his behavior just so he could have Mayim Gedubim. So why in our Gemara do we assume that Mayim Genuvim will motivate him to testify falsely that the woman is married just so he can have the excitement of Mayim Genuvim? Which is it? Is Mayim Genuvim something that he will do, or that will motivate his behavior, and something that will not motivate his behavior? That's the kasha all of the Achronim ask. If you look at Tosfos in the Darim, and it happens to be in the Darim, I'm sure you noticed, on one side of the page you have the Ran. If you ever learn Nedarim, you got to learn Rans in Nedarim. The Ran is the is in place of the Tosfos on that side of the page. And on the other side of the page, you have Rashi written on top of the page. It is well known that that is not Rashi. And the greatest riot, it's not Rashi, is that Rashi doesn't have to introduce himself. We know who Rashi is. When you read Rashi, you know it's Rashi. When you read the Perish on Nedarim, it's clearly not Rashi. So someone added on the top of the page Rashi to try to convince us. But it's not. It's definitely not Rashi. So, and in fact, the Balei HaTosfos wrote a little less on Nedarim, and you have less of the classical Balei HaTosfos on Nedarim, and therefore was relegated to the bottom of the page, the Perish of Tosfos and Nedarim. In fact, in one of the keynotes we say on Tisha B'Av, we say there's a line of Mi Yatir Lanu Nedarenu, Mi Yafir Lanu Nezirasenu. Forgot which keynote, the keynote that laments the death of the Chachmei Provence, the Balei HaTosfos, says Mi Yatir Lanu Nezirenu, Mi Yafir Lanu Nezirasenu. So Soloveitchik pointed out, what kind of keynote is that? That we're upset that the rabbis died because now we can't do Hataras Nedarim anymore. Hataras Nedarim you could do with three Hediotos. We still do Hataras Nedarim. You don't need a rabbi for Hataras Nedarim. So what kind of keynote is that? So Soloveitchik pointed out that's how poetry works. It's not a kina about Hataras Nedarim. It's saying, who's going to help us learn Maseches Nedarim? Who's going to help us learn Maseches Nazir? Because both Nedarim and Nazir don't have Rashi and don't have normal Tosfos. So it's poetically saying, how are we going to get through those Masechtas? That's what it's talking about. But anyway, if you look at Tosfos on the bottom over there, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku says Tosfos Kedamer B'Sanhedrin Nital Tam Biyav and Nital Over Avera. That the true enjoyment of Bia is the greatest enjoyment, the most intense enjoyment of Bia, when people are being over in Avera. That's Mayim Gedubim Yimtaku. Meaning, is it a coincidence that Mayim Gedubim Yimtaku comes up in both of these contexts only in regards to Bia? So Tosfos says, not a coincidence. That's the real Naim Gimel Mitaku, is Dafka when it comes to Bia. That the true Hana of Bia is in Averos. Kamash Malan, see, here's what Tosus fills in over here. The Gemara doesn't say Kamash Malan what. By our Gemara, if we had the Girsa of Kamash Malan, which we have in our original text, so it tells us why we don't say Maimudu Mimtaku. Because there's a counterbalance that Kama Deshrichale, that he wants her to be available to him. But what's the Kamash Malan over here? Is it Kama Deshrichale? So it tells us it doesn't say that. It tells us Kamash Malan, Dinoef Enu Yodeaze. What does that mean? No, if any of Deus doesn't know what.
He doesn't know that his real enjoyment out of doing Avera is because he's doing Avera.
Good. He doesn't know that it's going to be less enjoyable when the husband's dead. He thinks it's going to be better when the husband's dead. Meaning, really? Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku is true. But the Noef isn't going to have that in his mind because he doesn't realize it. He thinks he's in love with this woman. He thinks that's why he's enjoying it so much. He doesn't realize that it's only because she's forbidden to him that he's enjoying it so much. He thinks he's going to enjoy it just as much when the husband's dead. But really, in reality, it's true. So that's a very important line, because one might have thought, if you read, I might have thought, my Gemara talk of Kamash Malan, what do you mean? It's a Pasuk. There's no Kamash Malan against the Pasuk. No, the Pasuk is the objective truth. But he doesn't know it. So it's not going to educate his behavior because he doesn't know that truth. Yeah, Evan?
I don't understand. Was the stira between
the Gemara? The stira is between the Gemara and Nedarim and the Girsa of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam in our Gemara. The Girsa of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam is that Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku is such a powerful force that the guy will lie just to achieve Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku.
But the Rif said that the reason why he holds that way, that
presumably it's because of Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku.
No, he says because he holds in Rav Shesha. Rav Shesha is the one that says you can't just because you get Malkus, so you can't be an
Aid. That he's a Rasha anyway.
There's nothing to do with the cases. Like, specifically, he says, like Rav Shesha, we said that.
So let's see, one second. Let's see the riff. Amr Rav Nachman, Chashal Rayos Kashal Eidus. Amr Lei Rav Sheshes, Arbayin Bekasve, Bekasher. Hasam Yitzro Tokfo. Amr Rava, Umodur Rav Nachman, Leidus Ish Shapasal. No. It's not saying like Rav Sheshes. He's quoting Rava. And Rava is working within Rav Nachman. That it's a mother of Nachman, the Sisha Shapasal Ben Lafuku Ben Layula. Right, that's a quote of Rav Nachman. So
the answer just says they don't suffer of Sheshes.
Chazin Rabus to the Kapasku Hilksakra of Sheshes. Kiyavi Taim the Milsim Shem Dilksakra of Sheshes Bisure. Yeah, that's fine. Meaning, his Psak Halacha is like Rav Sheshes, but that line of the Rif, where he's reading our Gemara, where he's explaining the shita of Rav Nachman, is that Rav Nachman's shita is that he's going to be pasul eidus on either count because of Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku. Enoch Inami, he's going to say he's pasul eidus anyway because he'll krav sheshes, right? Arbaim bekasfes, he'll krav sheshes. But he's explaining that line of Rav Nachman that he's pasul eidus. I mean, Rav Sheshes is pasul for all eidus. That's the real difference between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. According to the Rif's Girsa, Rav Nachman holds he's pasul for eidus isha only. Bein lafuki bein layula for all edus isha, and Rav Sheshes is possible for all edus period, because Arbaim bekasve he gets malchus. So he says, okay, I happen to pass like Rav Sheshes that he's possible anyway for everything. But even Rav Nachman would say that he's only possible edus isha would say the psul edus isha is bein lafuki bein layula. And what's that based on? That's based on Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku. Yeah. Good. Yeah. So we got to come up with the chilukim. So why are they different?
Testifies
that she's still married, doesn't it? It only helps him. So now he can sleep with her, and he has. Just a short
hour, because the changes schedule. Maybe he has to be not down here 12:30.
We gotta dive
upstairs.
Okay, Mr. Shimon, dive upstairs.
Okay.
So in Sanhedrin, if he testifies, no one knows about anything with him, and he can still do what she's married, and he gets excited. And in a Dharm, if he does this, then he ruins it for himself, and he knows that. If he exposes himself
at the same time. It's already exposed, so it's coming out.
In the dark, by jumping out, by jumping out and warning the guy, he's exposing himself.
Yeah, so even if she still remains married, then, because if we say that...
No, but the mild detainment is that he would... Oh, sorry, you're right, that he's jumping out just to create a sense of mayim genuvim. So kamash malon, that he wouldn't do that because he's exposing, he's embarrassing himself.
Like opposite what you were saying before, that he does know what he's doing. He knows that the exhibit's over and that everyone's going to be watching him from now on. So it's not.
So he's not going to be able to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Whereas in our case, he will be able to do it anymore. He will still will be able to. So mayim genuvim taku fundamentally is something that would drive his behavior. But not if it's going to be the end game and he's not going to be able to do anything anymore. That's very good. That makes sense. Yeah.
You think about also the case of the dorm, like a guy isn't thinking about, if he sees the husband about to take a bite of his food, he's not thinking about, oh my God, if he dies, then she's still going to be married. She's not going to be married anymore, then it's not going to be as much fun. He's not thinking about that. If he's clearly jumping out, it's because he wants to save the guy's life. Otherwise, he would just...
Well, that's why the Gemara quotes that idea that a Noef doesn't care about somebody else's life either. That he has dam biyada, that he has blood on his hands.
So he specifically think he would have killed him himself already.
Well, no, you know, he didn't have the opportunity. This is a much easier opportunity. Let him die himself by eating poison. Yeah, much easier. Now, take a look at the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel. Says the Beis Shmuel. Bainlin Yukidushin, Sivkat and Chaf Aleph in the Beis Shmuel. Right? So this is going on that Ramah, where the Ramah says that a guy who's Chashar al Arayis can't be made for Eidus Isha at all, in either direction. So he says, Hainul Figirsis Harifa Rambam de Pasala Eidus Bain La Fuki Bain La Yule, Velo Kigirsa Shalanu. The Ramah's obviously passing like the Rif and the Rush, not like our Girsa. Vitsarach Iyun Lefiza, to Pasala Yule, if he's puzzled for any Eidus Isha, even to make her married, it must be because of Mayim Genuvim Yutaku. But Abusof Nadarim Yisa, Delomri Mayim Genuvim Yutaku. Kain Shamati Maksham Kushizu Vyesh Liyashi Vidochak. So essentially, says Beis Shmuel, puts the question out on the table. The Gemara Nadarim is against our, is against the Girsa of the Rif and the Rush in our Gemara. Good? That's the Kasha. The question is, what is the teretz? So, John Samuel suggested one very good teretz, right? That maybe if he feels like he's going to expose himself, that in a way that will make it impossible for him to continue doing the avera, well then, Mayim Genuvim Yutaku is not going to overpower his desire to do the avera. Meaning, there's Mayim Genuvim, and then there's like setting up a security system where you know that you're just not going to be able to get past it. The thrill of the chase is only good if you think you could win. But if you don't think you're going to be able to win the chase, then it's not good to have the thrill of the chase. So that may be the difference between the two Gemaras, yeah?
Are we saying that it gives him the amanus that it does, or it doesn't?
Are we saying that it gives him the amanus? Which case?
The fact that he's jumping out.
The fact that he's jumping out means... Well, no, it's not about the amanus. It's just that we would assume... Not about the amanus. No, it doesn't give him any the amanus. It's just that it would make us automatically assume that he must have not slept with her yet. Right? Mayim Genuvim Yutaku tells us, nah, maybe he did sleep with her and he just wants the Mayim Genuvim. Kamash Malan, no, he didn't sleep with her. That's why he wants the husband alive. So, a few different approaches are suggested by Achronim, found in the Yalkut Birim in the back of the Masifta. He quotes a few different approaches from the Achronim to how to deal with this supposed stira between the two Gemaras. So, one he quotes from a grandchild of the Vilna Gaon. I'm not sure who Chidushe Maharim, I'm not sure who it is, but the ghost of the grandchild of the Vilna Gaon on the Bir Agra. He writes as follows, that the derech of Balei Taiva, when someone has taiva for something, so the derech is that as soon as he achieves that taiva, it's less appealing to him. And he always looks for the next thing. Meaning, that's just the way a person's Yetzer Hara works. Something that's already familiar to him becomes ma'us to him. It becomes, that's old already. He's not interested in it anymore. That's why there's always an important sense of ischadshus in a marriage by Hilchas Nida, is that she becomes aser to him so that she can become mutter to him again. Right? So there's always a new sense of ischadshus, that it's not just the same thing over and over again. And therefore, the noef has a taiva, the adulterer has a taiva, that she should be married so that it could be mayim gnuvim yitaku, but he also has a taiva that she should be available to him. And that's what Gemara says at the end of the Nedarim, that if we have to be choshesh, that that man already violated the Avera, well, wait a second, if he already violated the Avera, he already got that taiva done. The taiva of being of sleeping with a married woman, if he already violated the Avera, that taiva has already been fulfilled. If that taiva has already been fulfilled, what taiva is he looking for? Only the taiva of shchichalei, right? Not the taiva of sleeping with a married woman. He already died, he already did that. So all he's interested in is not in the mayim genuvim, now he just wants that she should be mussy to him. So from the fact that he saved the husband's life, it must be that he didn't violate the Avera. But really, a normal noef that didn't yet sleep with a woman, obviously mayim genuvim yimtaku, would certainly rather have the mayim genuvim. So in our Gemara in Sanhedrin, what are we saying? A guy who has a bad reputation, is interested in sleeping around with different women, he's going to want to make it that the woman is married so that he could fulfill that taiva of mayim genuvim. But in Nedarim, we're dealing with someone who, if he has already fulfilled that taiva, we assume the drive of mayim genuvim is not going to be there anymore. So essentially, the chiluk is, mayim genuvim is real if you haven't yet done it. Once you've done it, like every other yetzer hara, it's not as great. It's not as exciting. It's not as real. Then you'd rather just violate the avera over and over again. It's like a drug. When you get that first, I'm told, when you get that first high, that's when it's really exciting and it's an unbelievable high. And then afterwards, it doesn't even make you feel good. It's just something you need. It's not even something that's exciting to you. It's a little different than a drug because we're saying this isn't addictive. We're saying he's dafka going to want to do it. Well, I guess it is. I mean, he's dafka going to want to do it in a way that's less exciting. He's dafka going to want to do it in a way that just, you know, she's there. Yeah? In the Rif?
Not by the
Gemara Nedarim?
Yeah.
That she's going to be... The Gemara says she's mutter to her husband, because had she slept with this guy, then he would never have tried to save the husband's life. Right? So that's one. Machsa Shekel writes that this guy has contradictory taivas. On the one hand, he has a taiva that the woman should be married so that it would be Mayim Genuvim. On the other hand, he wants her to be available to him, so he wants her not to be married. So we're not sure. We're not sure which taiva is stronger. They're both true. We're just not sure which taiva is stronger. So when you have a woman who may or may not be asura to her husband, we're not sure. We don't know. We don't know if Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku would motivate the guy to want to save the husband's life, or if the taiva that she should be Mitsuyalo would make him not want to save the husband's life, and the fact that he saved the husband's life would mean that they must have never done anything. We're not sure. We don't know. What do you do if you're not sure if a woman cheated on her husband? You don't know if she cheated on her husband. Does she become us or her husband? No. A woman only becomes us or her husband when there's either kino yistira, right? She becomes a sota, or there's edus that she had cheated on her husband. But if we don't know if it's a suffix, if it's up in the air, it's 50-50, she does not become asr based on the suffix. What about a person who's 50-50 might be possible to edus? Are you going to let him be your eid kiddushin? Are you going to ask him to be an eid at your wedding? No way. You're going to be machmir. If someone is 50-50 possible to edus, you would never let him be an eid. So our Gemara is saying, yeah, he can't be an eid because of the type of mayim gnuvim yimtaku. Maybe the taiva of Mitsuyalo is greater than the taiva of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Yeah, maybe. We don't know. But we're not going to let him be an aid. We're not taking that chance. The Gemara Nedarim, same conclusion. Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is possible. It's possible that it's true. Not definite. It's a suffix. We're not going to asser an Eish HaSish based on a suffix. We're not going to asser a woman from her husband based on a suffix. Only if you have Vadai. That's Machsa Shekel's approach. Obvious big difference between the Ma'arim and the Machsa Shekel is the Chidush Ma'arim suggests that Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is definitely the stronger of the two taivas. Machsa Shekel says, no, we don't know. It's a suffix whether Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is the stronger of the two taivas. Right? Everyone admits that there are two competing taivas over here. There's a taiva to have her available and there's a taiva of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Question, which one is the stronger of the two taivas? Okay. Third approach. Quotes the Tiv Kiddushin, Scholik on the Beis Shmuel, and says, Beis Shmuel misunderstood the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? We don't let this guy be an aid, based on the Girsa of the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam and our Gemara. We don't let this guy be an aid, Bein la'afuke, Bein la'ayula. We don't let him be an aid. Zuck the Beis Shmuel. Why not? Must be because of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Says the Tiv Kiddushin, nothing to do with Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. It's because we're choshesh that the guy is going to want her to remain single so that she doesn't marry anybody else. And then he's not going to have to pay the price in Beis Din. Meaning, when you say that a woman is married, yes, you're ostering her to yourself. You know what else you're doing? You're ostering her to everybody else. If your machzik woman is Nesh Sish, and then someone else wants to marry her, he can't, he won't even try. So he says like this, says the Tiv Kiddushin. The guy is going to lie and claim that the woman is married so that she will stay single. And if she's single, he'll have a guilt-free relationship with her. Because he'll be able to sleep with her all the time, because he knows that he lied. So it'll be a guilt-free relationship. Nothing to do with Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. It's not that he wants the thrill of the chase, he wants it to be an Esh Sish. And by the way, this sort of answers the question that we said yesterday, why would the guy fool himself? Right, he's dafka going to lie in order to create a sense of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. What do you mean? He knows that she's not really married. So you say, no, the Gemara's maskana, according to the Rif and the Rambam, he's not believed lafuke layula. The Rif notice never said the words Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. He just says he's not believed on the Eidus Isha at all. Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku is not the reason. It's not the motivating factor. He's not believed because he wants her to remain single.
She's remaining single.
Right. Because no one else is going to marry her. Now, I know that she's really single right now. I'm going to lie and say that she's married so that no one else will marry her.
But she's married.
She's not.
Making her usher to her husband?
There is no husband. I'm claiming there is. I'm lying that there is.
So, I mean, in court, let's say they would say she's married. Maybe
there's
the husband.
I'll make up some guy that will be the husband. I'm going to be made. I find another aide to be made with me that, whatever, I lie. I say that she has a husband.
She has no say.
Or let's say I say, maybe the eidus is that the husband is still alive. I saw the husband die in war. And I'm the only one that saw it. I could say he's dead and then she'll be able to get remarried. I'll say, no, I saw him and he survived the blast. He's alive. He's just decided to not be from anymore. He's living with some Vietnamese woman. Whatever. Something like that. So she's married. She's stuck now. She's going to be in Aguna. No one's going to marry her. But I know she's really single, so it makes it a guilt-free relationship. Nothing to do with Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. What's the weakness in that pshat? Is that the Gemara laid out a clear svara why he would lie about this? And our gears of the Gemara had kamash milan that he wouldn't lie about it. The Rif's gears that didn't have the kamash milan, but the Gemara said a svara why he would lie about it. The svara was Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. The Gemara did not say this Svara. As good as it may be, the Gemara didn't say it. It's unlikely that if someone's going to paskin, that he would lie about it, that it would be based on some other Svara that the Gemara never said. Very, very unlikely. Very hard to accept. He's also Matarets. Tiv Kiddushin is also Matarets. That in Nedarim, we're not worried that he's going to save the husband's life so that she could remain married to him, so that he could enjoy Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Because let's say he doesn't save the husband's life, and he already slept with her. It's Mayim Genuvim anyway. No, why is it Mayim Genuvim anyway? The Noah slept with this married woman. Let's say he lets the husband die. It's still Mayim Genuvim. Why is it Mayim Genuvim? No. Mayim Genuvim means that the relationship is an usher relationship. That's not enough. What's the halacha if a married woman sleeps with another man? good, and she's also usher to her husband and to the guy she slept with. So if he slept with her when she was married, there's no sense in saving the husband's life to get Mayim Genuvim. Even if the husband dies, she's already usher to this guy forever. Even after the husband dies, she's usher to this guy. The woman, the man who she sleeps with when she's married, she's usher to forever. So there's no sense in trying to get Mayim Genuvim that way. She's Mayim Genuvim anyway. But we discussed yesterday, what is Mayim Genuvim? Right, we all had this discussion. What is Mayim Genuvim? Is Mayim Genuvim the thrill of the chase? Or is it the thrill of doing an Aveira? Is it having to sneak around and having to avoid somebody? Or is it that, it's so exciting to do an Aveira? If you hold Mayim Genuvim as what? Is the thrill of the chase, the excitement of having to avoid somebody and be secretive and whatever? Then having the husband alive is much more exciting. Makes for a much more exciting life when you gotta hide in closets when he comes home unexpected. That's very exciting. But if it's about the Aveira, well, it's an Aveira either way. She's a sewer to him anyway. So then he'd have a Mayim Genuvim anyway. Whether the husband's alive or dead, it would be a Mayim Genuvim. So this answer, the Tiv Kiddushin, is totally on the two understandings of what Mayim Genuvim means. Mayim Genuvim is about the chase or about the Aveira. One final answer, and we'll leave it at that, and then Yeah. One final answer, and then we'll we'll start the next sugya, I guess, Bez Hashem Sunday, really for real. The Keren Ora in the Darim inside the Alfin Beis, that last Alfin Darim, writes that the case in the Darim is totally different. It says many Rishonim understand that the case in the Darim was a case where the woman said to her husband, "Tmei ani lach," that I slept with somebody, I'm usher to you. And the Gemara is saying, we don't believe her that she slept with somebody, that she slept with this guy, because the guy jumped out and saved the man's life. So the Gemara says, of course she's not usher. We're not going to ask her just because she had yichud with somebody. And the Gemara answers, no, maybe it's raglayim ledavar, it's normal that she would have slept with the guy because the husband wants to, the guy is trying to save the husband's life, so it's mayim genuvim, so you would think maybe that's why she really slept with the guy. So the Gemara says, no, it's not raglayim ledavar that she slept with the guy and he's trying to save the husband's life just to create mayim genuvim, because adrabah, if he sinned with her, if he slept with her, he'd rather the husband die. So the whole case of the Gemara is an entirely different case. It's only a case where she said, "Tmei ani lach," and we're trying to figure out if the yichud is enough to make her aser. So it's at least all the Gemara is trying to prove, trying to say over there is, do we have enough proof to get out of the suffix to know for sure that she's aser? Because absent that, then absent proof that she's aser, she's not going to be aser. But midei suffik lo yatsanu, it's at least still a suffik. Very similar to the answer the Machzor Shekel gave, right? That at the end of the day, it's still a suffik. It's just this puts a little more teeth into it, because it's clear based on the way the Keren Ora understands from the various Rishonim that the suffik is such that the suffik is such that it's clear that the Gemara is trying to come to a clear proof one way or the other. The Gemara, if it leaves it as a suffik, that's enough to make it that she's muteris. It's more clear in the Shakal Vitaria. That's all the Keren Ora is adding. The last issue of Mayim Genuvim that's raised is, would you say Mayim Genuvim about a single girl? Is it Mayim? Would you say a guy would want a girl to be a single girl who he's not married to? Is Bia out of wedlock enough for Mayim Genuvim? So our Gemara is clear that it's not so, right? Our Gemara says no. He dafka wants to make her an eshesish so he can experience mayim genuvim. A single girl is asked him also. They're not married, so shouldn't that be enough mayim genuvim? So maybe that's a raya that mayim genuvim is not about the avera; it's more about the chase. It's more about the excitement. Okay, you have to work on that. We have to figure that out. But okay, blineder on Sunday we'll start a new sugya. Let's have mincha upstairs today. We'll have mincha upstairs. Mm-hmm.